Masechet Chulin Paragimel Mishnah Hey Achuzas Hadam. If the animal had an attack of dam, meaning it got an increase of dam all of a sudden, v'hamu shenes, or if the animal inhaled smoke, v'hamitunenes, or if the animal got chilled and caught cold, u'sha'achla hardofni, or it ate an herb called hardofni, which is poison for an animal, but is not poison for a human, u'sha'achla tzoas tarnagol, or if the animal ate the dung from chicken, this is poisonous for animals, u'sha'achas mayim haron, or if it drank bad water, meaning water that was left out, and possibly a snake drank from it, and there's some venom from the snake in the water, k'sher. In all these cases, the animal is not considered a trefa, and therefore, if you shecht it, it's kosher. Achla sam hamavet. If the animal eats poison, something that's poisonous even for humans, o shehikisha nachash, or if it was bitten by a poisonous snake, muteres mishum trefa ba'asura mishum sakanas nefashas. It's mutter from the din of trefa, meaning to say that if you shecht it, the basar is mutter, it's not considered a trefa, but you're still not allowed to eat from the basar as if it's a sakanas nefashas. It's dangerous to eat the basar, as a person who eats this basar is liable to die since it was bitten by a poisonous snake or it ate poison. So therefore, it might still have some poison in it or it might still have some venom from the snake. And when you eat the basar, it's a sakana. And we have a klal sakanta chamira meisura. Something which is a sakana is even more stringent than something that is asur. So therefore, now that it's a sakana, it's even more chamer than if it was a trefa. So you cannot eat the basar at all. Sechet Chulin Paragimel Mishnah Vav Simanei Behema V'chaya Nemru Minat Torah. The Simanei are lo Nemru. The Simanei that help us identify which behemoths and chayas are kosher are mentioned in the Torah. The Torah says that if the behemoth or the chaya has split hooves and shoes is cut, it's kosher. But the Simanei that help us identify ophos that are kosher are not mentioned in the Torah. The Torah doesn't enumerate the ophos that are not kosher. We don't always know which ophos the Torah is referring to. And the simanim that help us identify the kosher ophos are not mentioned in the Torah. Abu Amru Chachamim ko opa dores tamei. But the Chachamim did help us out with it. The Chachamim said, any oaf that grabs its prey and lifts it from the ground is tamei. An opa dores is considered tamei no matter how many kosher characteristics it has. As the Mishnah will go on to mention some of the characteristics that would help us identify a kosher oaf. But if the oaf is dores and grabs its prey and lifts it from the ground, it's certainly an oaf tamei. Kol sheyesh lo etzba yisera, the zebek, the korkovano nikolav tar. An oaf that has an extra toe, a toe that is higher than the other toe, or it has a crop that's attached to the esophagus, or its korkovan could be peeled. The gizzard could be peeled. The palate that is inside the gizzard can be peeled off from the meat of the gizzard. If an oaf has one of these simanim, these are simani tara, that the oaf is kosher, but that's of course only if the oaf is not dores, that it seizes its prey. But if it seizes its prey, then it's certainly tamei, even if it has one of the kosher characteristics. Now some say the meaning of an oaf dores is that it eats its prey alive. It eats it while it's still alive without killing it, and that's what it means, an oaf hadores. Such an oaf is certainly tamei. Rabbi Eliezer bar Tzada Gomer, ko oaf acholek is raglav tamei. Rabbi Eliezer ben Tzadok tries to help us identify an oaf hadoris. He says that if when the oaf stands on a string, it splits its toes, that's two toes on one side of the string and two toes on the other side, then certainly it's an oaf hadoris, and its tummy, you cannot eat that oaf.